names. Yelling about cats at Podfic Winter Chill Fest 2020. Folks who appear in this recording are...
Carbon Copies.
Little Red Robin Hood.
Winged Words. Black Glass.
Rena Jenkins.
Silver and Blue.
Girl with a Bubble Gun.
Secrets of Livnar.
And Schmaler. Human hands for everybody at all points in time. They fixed random hands coming through by just making it that the hands were always there.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, that was a choice that they made.
Okay. So now they're cats with opposable thumbs.
Yes, and think wedding rings.
The shenanigans and the kink meme.
Oh, I'm sure it's...
No.
Well, the thing is, cats fandom isn't new.
Somebody is, yeah.
Because I was never really in it, but I know people who've talked about it, like... It's not like there's never been Cats fanfic. It exists already.
Right. Yeah.
It's just...
Most of it's very bad.
Just start recording.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm just keeping going. I can tell you're recording. And okay. I think we need to keep going.
Yeah.
You started to talk about the hand. Oh,
okay. No, my favorite thing is, it's like, out of all of... There's so many things... She unzips her skin.
Yeah.
She does.
I haven't seen it, but I have seen the clip of it. And the fact that the human hands was the thing everyone was freaking out is very funny about the fact that Rebel Wilson unzips her skin.
I mean, that was also one of the big things I heard about. I also haven't seen it. Is there any, like, logic to unzipping her skin?
No.
She unzips her fur skin and emerges with another fur skin, but in a fancy sequin dress.
She unzips her skin twice.
Oh, so. I apologize.
Not once. Occasions.
So the first one's like a fancy costume change.
Like, it's her skin.
Right, but it's... But the potential aesthetic
is a fancy costume
change.
That is from the source stage show. That is a fancy costume change, yes. And that happens in the stage musical.
But the execution is really disturbing. Because it's also in the background of, like, human-faced mouse children and, like...
Cockroaches, right?
Yeah. That are not in proportion to anything else. Which makes it worse, somehow.
Yeah. But she unzips it a second time to, like... escape from chains holding her.
But wouldn't her arms and legs?
What an excellent question you have.
We are a free animal cats.
I mean, okay, so some parts of this movie, you're like, if this was taken out of the rest of the movie and, you know, you just went with the premise, it wouldn't be terrible. But there are some parts you're just like, I don't understand why they did this, and like parts of it you're just like, wait, that cat is how large?
Right. Like let's discuss how big is a cat. Like, picture in your mind how big a cat is.
This big.
Now
slightly bigger than a bread box.
Sure. Now if I were to tell you, like, okay, 15 minutes from now, how big is a cat?
The same size.
Right. No, he does not understand this.
It's wrong. That is the wrong answer. The answer is, a cat is big enough to, like, open a door, but also small enough to fit on a single railway line.
Like, it's...
Uh-huh. Like, on 2 feet.
Just walking on it. Well, as one does.
Oh, like one of the skinny
rails. But it's still
rails.
Big enough to, like, open that door. Okay. With, like, its hand on its legs. Just open the door.
With its human hands.
Correct.
Yes. But also, a fork is taller than its entire body.
Is it a novelty fork?
Do we know if it's a novelty fork?
We don't. We just can't rule it out.
I don't think anyone knows anything in cats.
No. Except that... McCavity is McCavity.
Yes.
There's no one like McCavity.
No one.
And that...
He has broken every human law. He breaks the law of gravity. So every
that
human
means
law.
That he's a murder cat.
All of them. He is murdered. That's for sure. That's
He's also committed tax evasion.
He's committed tax evasion.
He has jaywalked.
Jaywalked. Yes.
Wait, isn't McCavity Idris Elba in this?
Yes.
God bless.
Yes.
He was done streaking.
Apparently, very naked looking.
He looks
streaking.
Very uncomfortable.
Is he not always streaking?
Okay, so that's part of the problem. So, some of the cats, especially and including James Judy Dench, look like they're wearing coats.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
a stage show.
Yeah, which
that
is
I've seen pictures fine. Of that was a nice look.
Right, yeah, no, she looks nice. But And, like, that's fine, and that makes them sort of look bulkier and, like, very distinguished, and that's great. And then McCavity is also one of the cats who is, like, wearing a coat, and it makes him kind of look more, like, raggedy and, like, whatever, and it's a character choice, costuming choice. But then, near the end, he takes the coat off. Mm-hmm. And so he's just left with the short, very short hair underneath. And just something about the sculpting of whatever bodysuit he was wearing, he just looks, like, extra naked. Like, the other cast, they've clearly done some, like, smoothing out to sort of, you know, it's general body shape, but it's not, like, skin tight. Whereas him, you can see every little bulge and ripple in his arms and, like, very fake abs and just, like... veins?
They might be his abs.
They might be, like, veins and, like, everything. He just looks really, really naked.
See, I don't remember that as much as I remember how uncomfortable he looked. Him in the coat versus him not wearing the coat. His shoulders when he's not wearing the coat are like this. He's very hunched in on himself. And so you're like, wow, he's incredibly uncomfortable in this scene. Like, his face is still doing the acting, but wow, he's so uncomfortable. And it really takes away from him trying to be an evil villain.
Are the coats made of their own hair?
Unclear. They are matching into, like, the fur that is, like, being around their face and stuff. So I think it is just supposed to be, like, bulk. And it is supposed to be. They have not skinned another cat. Although, in the case of McCavity, since he has broken every human law,
he might be wearing
another cat's skin.
I have a question.
Yes.
About penises.
They don't have them.
Thank you for answering my question. I heard that there was some stuff with Jason Derulo and his penis, but I didn't really hear all the details.
I didn't notice that.
Originally it was in earlier cuts and that it had to be removed because I guess of the bodysuit.
It was cut.
Malfunction?
Yeah, they fixed it. The thing I mostly know about cats from the Broadway show is... leg warmers and jazzercise.
Yes.
I feel like this one did not do enough jazzercise.
I have been a fan of cats since I was like 9 because the week I went to my grandmother's house and she only had 3 movies that were child appropriate. and one of them was the 1988 filmed version of Cats,
and
which
that's
is
child appropriate.
Yes. In comparison
Broadway.
To everything
Broadway
else
show is relatively,
in her house.
That I have heard.
The film version is not a movie the way this one is, and it's not actually just, like, a live filming of the show. It's basically, like, they took the stage show and they put it in, you know, an environment with, like, you know, very well done sound quality, and they, you know, did multiple takes from multiple camera angles to assemble sort of what would be, like, the platonic ideal of the stage show.
Mm-hmm. Just so we're clear, the new movie... is not appropriate for children.
No. I forget where I was going with this. What was
Cats,
the question?
Jazzercise.
So, that made me think of dance.
Yeah.
That's where I was going with this.
The movement,
yeah. So, I know a lot of people don't like Cats, probably because they've only heard the music, and it is catchy as fuck, but perhaps not the most sophisticated. Whereas, my first exposure to it was through... audiovisual medium, so the visuals and the dance and the way that they move is, like, super important to the show. Like, that's the biggest strength of the show.
Their body language
is their body language.
The conveyance of most of the entertainment is through the body language and the movement of the stage performers.
Exactly, and, like, that's one of the biggest strengths of the show. And that, like, outside of, like, shit is bonkers. You know, that the choices that they made for this fucking movie. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, what I was actually legitimately disappointed about was the fact that they took out so much of the dancing, since that is, like, the biggest strength of the show. Or they would have scenes where they were dancing, but they would, like, quick camera cuts so you couldn't see anything. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought was the most legitimately disappointing thing about the movie. So, yes, there should have been more leg warmers and jazzercise and dance.
There ended up being a lot of physical comedy because they were like, hey, James Corden, Rebel Wilson, what are they really good at? Being funny in this very particular way.
It just wasn't very funny.
It has nothing to do with, like, why you like the show.
No.
Yeah. And it just wasn't very funny.
Yeah. See, I thought the person who probably did best as far as, like, main star who was in this movie, who was not necessarily chosen for their dance ability, I thought Taylor Swift actually did a decent job.
T-Swizzle?
Yeah. T-Swizzle. Her song, didn't love that much, but she sings McCavity. She's good at it. It's a little burlesque, and she roofies everyone. So,
well, that's a way to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, cat roofies.
Catnip.
That cat does not go to sleep when she has catnip, so I don't know.
Did they go to sleep, or did they just get, like, very unable to perceive shit?
Fell over, I think.
Okay.
They were unable to do anything.
Okay. And you said that is not how your cat behaves on catnip?
No, she goes apeshit. There's so much to unpack here.
There is so much to unpack. And it's catnip that she's suspended above the stage somehow, because they're in an old theater for reasons. And she's suspended above the stage, and she's like, has a container that is...
like an old salt shaker.
Like an old salt shaker, but one that has been bedazzled. And it spells out catnip in rhinestones. And she, like, sprinkles it down on the assembled crowd all below her.
As she's descending on a crescent moon.
That's a way to be, G-Swizzle.
I mean, you know what? It was a motherfucking entrance. Like, if you're gonna go, like, to 11... at least she actually went to 11 as opposed to being like, we made an attempt and it was just weird. Like, she fucking went for it, at least. Although, she had much more boob than I remember her normally having.
So much boob.
I guess if they're going to add fur, they can do that too?
Unclear.
I don't know.
The cats have tails, right?
Yes.
That was one of the worst choices that they
made. Because, like, I know with Mickey Mouse... in the cartoon, he has tails, but in person, they tell you it's down his pants.
Wow.
Wait, why did you do with the cats?
That's a choice.
That is, like, such a specific, like, how often does that come up in conversation when you're talking to Mickey Mouse? Where's your tail?
When you go to, like, take photos with them, Mickey Mouse does not have a tail.
Yeah, but, like,
it's
how
down
often
his pants.
Is it, like, where's your tail?
Yes.
Who looks at Mickey Mouse and says, where's your tail?
Children.
Yes.
Children.
Oh, that is true. Still.
I mean, I'm just wondering, a mobile cat tail?
Right, so
that
was part of the bad choices because, like, again, the stage show, they just have little belts that have tails on them, essentially, and, like, their ears are, they're not even,
they're
like attached
wigs.
To ears. They're
it's
basically,
the wigs
yeah, their wigs and hair are sort of shaped into the suggestion of ears, and, like, it's very cute. And again, they're communicating the cat shit through their body language. Whereas for the movie, I guess they were like, nah, we're not going to be that great at body language. So they basically have, like, digitally added ears and tails that move to convey, like, personality and feelings and stuff like that. So they do it all through the digital... It's deeply uncomfortable the way the tails move.
Yeah.
Like, deeply uncomfortable.
They made an attempt at the body language thing. There was that thing that went viral where that, like, Idris Elba had to go to cat camp and it was weird.
Yeah. No, they did. Like, it's not all 100% missing, but, like, they...
But it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
They only have one pair of ears.
Opposed
to... Are they supposed to have more?
Sometimes when you have people who are like, I'm a cat boy, they have their cat ears, but they still have their human ears.
Oh.
And then you feel weird about them.
No. They did the CGI choice of making them entirely cats, but having human-sized heads and human faces on it. And then hands and feet.
Bojack Horseman.
I have another question.
But not wearing clothes.
What does cat camp entail?
Pushing things off the table.
So I read that article. It's basically like, I read the article, and actually that's one of the things that I think is less bonkers about this production.
Right.
But it's basically like in the morning before they started shooting, they had somebody who's like a movement expert come, and they would all like... kind of do improv stuff to figure out styles of movement and, like, you know, interacting with each other. Okay, like, pretend you're fucking cats and, like, how would you interact and, like, be near, maybe, like, you know, what sort of touch would you use with your... It's one of those things where, like, it's bonkers when you say the word cat camp and when you look at it, but in terms of
modern dance...
right, like, improvisational movement as part of modern dance and a way to... also just sort of bond them to be the fact that, like, yeah, you're in a really weird movie. So before we even start shooting anything, we're just going to come together and practice moving together so we all know that, like, yes, this is weird, but we're all doing this together kind of thing.
Unfortunately, it didn't really work.
It didn't, but I understand why they did that.
I have heard rumors on Teosu's Instagram that there was some sort of group chat for the Cats cast, and I want it. Can you imagine?
I want to be on that so fucking badly.
But I would watch the movie of the Cats production team hiring a movement coach that's just a con person, because, like, oh shit, I have to teach these actors to move like cats. Fucking unzip your skin.
It's like Sophie on Leverage.
Basically, yes.
Now, oh my god. The monkey.
Leverage Cats crossover.
That's actually really
They have to save the movie.
Do they save the movie by stealing it so it never shows?
Yes.
Like, no, but I've done that
before.
No, they did that to all of Sophie's. They try to save the movie, realize it's not savable, and then they have to steal the movie to stop it.
Is Sophie in the movie?
That's what I'm
saying. Sophie just signed up to be in the
movie. Well, there's something, there's an episode in season one where they pretend to put on a movie.
Yes, with to save the adopted kid.
Yeah, to save the adopted kid.
Yeah, with the werewolf and the nuns.
Yeah. But, so I feel like maybe it started as, like, a joke, but then they're like, Sophie, you convince people they're doing something.
And then suddenly when Sophie takes over Washington, and there's an actual production company fronting money, and Nate's not sure what's happening here, and there's actual names that he recognizes attached to the project, but Sophie's face can't be on a multi-distribution of theater video screens everywhere. How do we stop this when there's already funds attached?
You make Cats so horrible no one sees it, but not so horrible that it becomes a cult classic.
They did not succeed.
Is Hardison involved in the CGI? Hardison did the cat hand thing thinking they would pull it, and then the execs are like, nope, fuck it, we've already invested money in this, and then Nate's like, no, you can't steer the con any further than you already have, and Elliot's like, there's a problem here.
There's so many problems.
Elliot, as the movement coach.
Hey, where's Elliot? Yeah.
It's a very distinctive way of moving.
Oh my god, I'm so happy. So, I'm trying to imagine them explaining Cats to Parker, and I feel like she just is like, yeah, that's like regular, I don't understand the problem.
Speaking of explaining Cats and the plot of Cats, did we address that already? What the actual plot of Cats is?
No, okay, yeah,
I've been thinking about it all day.
Who does not know the plot? Please tell me what you think the plot is.
I do not.
I know what it is.
But I have literally never been told at all.
Okay. Tell us what the plot is. Go.
Okay, I've been thinking about it all day, trying to picture it, and I was like wondering like where my like image was coming from, and I realized that it was started with Aristocats, specifically the alley cat, and I was like, all the cats are probably his friends, so they're up to shenanigans, and so I was like, okay, so what does that look like? And I was like, it's theater, so I guess it's kind of like Rent, which I've also never seen. And so I think there's just some like
cats who
sad, cold. Yeah, they're sad, a little bit sad and cold in the winter, and they're lamenting about the cat condition. But also, I didn't really think that that was the whole plot. I was like, I feel like it's probably more like it's not just about what it's like to be a cat. I bet they're doing something. I'm pretty sure the thing that they're doing is robbing a bank. And so that robbing the bank is bracketed by this sort of like what it's like to be a cat lamenting we are cold and don't have houses because we're cats.
I prefer this
room. And I don't know if they succeeded robbing the bank or not, but they get pretty damn close.
I haven't seen Cats,
but
I think I know
a little bit about the plot more than you, at least.
I knew literally
I only
nothing.
Because Tumblr told me.
I think I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
All right?
Yeah.
Aren't they trying to die?
Yeah. they're not. So in the stage show,
it's a moon-based suicide cult.
Yes. In the stage show, they are hoping to be selected to die. In the movie, they are actively auditioning to die.
Yeah, I thought it was a talent show, and then if you get picked, you get abducted by aliens to some sort of death cat world.
I mean, because it's all based on a T.S. Eliot poem in which that occurs. Correct.
But cats have nine lives.
So but are they not really if they go to the moon! Yes, they want to be reborn into a new and different Jellicle life.
So they do this 8 times?
Unclear. I mean... what? I don't...
Is the Jellicle, like, a character, or is that a type of a group? That's the name of the
tribe of cats. It is a tribe of cats, yes.
There is a so whole song. Their dance troupe is just called the Jellicles.
As opposed to Sparkle Motion. Cats.
They are all Jellicle cats.
Okay. They dance at the Jellicle Ball.
So under the Jellicle Ball.
The rivalry. Show is the Jellicle Ball.
There are no other cats. They're just Jellicles.
Except but what about, like, cats in Queens?
Well, Grisabella is a Jellicle cat. She's just sort of excommunicated. She's not another type of cat.
Because she's a street cat.
Yes.
But what about the cats in Queens? They're all street cats,
but...
Pardon?
What about the cats in Queens? I'm assuming these cats live on Manhattan.
No.
These cats live in London.
I didn't know that.
No one knew that. And so we showed up for the movie, and it's like,
oh. So the cats who live in Queens are clearly a different species of cat.
I mean, you don't know. Maybe they communicate telepathically across the ocean, and they're also a type of Jellicle cat.
Because that would seem fitting within this universe.
I don't think the fact that they're Jellicles is proximity-based, if that makes sense. Like, it's not like... I feel like they could be, like, spread across the world, and then... But I'm making this part up. I don't know.
What about big cats? Or cats in zoos?
I don't think they have zoos in cat world.
Would you like to know what it takes to be a Jellicle cat?
Sure.
Yes.
So, it's... Are you blind when you're born? Can you see in the dark? Can you look at a king? Would you sit on his throne? Can you say of your bite that it's worse than your bark? Are you the cock of the walk when you're walking alone? Because Jellicles are, and Jellicles do, and Jellicles would, and Jellicles can, and Jellicles do. I don't actually know the music, okay?
That's close.
That's very close. What does that have to do with cats? All the
requirements?
Isn't there, like, do you have hairballs?
When you fall on your head, do you land on your feet? Are you tense when you sense there's a storm in the air? Can you find your way blind when you're lost in the street? Do you know how to go to the Heaviside Lair?
Which is where they die. When they die, that's where they go.
Okay, but my favorite thing that I learned about this, so the Heaviside Lair is the cat that will be reborn, go to the Heaviside Lair, whatever. The thing that I found out recently is that there is actually a particular, like, I forget what type of science it's called, the science of, like, the layers of the atmosphere. There's literally a layer of the atmosphere called the Heaviside Lair. They didn't make that term up.
Oh, sorry, isn't that the Heaviside Lair?
Layer?
L-A-Y-R.
Oh, I was like, oh, it's a
yeah,
layer.
Like, there's the stratosphere and the da-da-da, and there's the Heaviside. Like, Heaviside Lair is a real part of the atmosphere.
So these cats are part Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon.
Wow. So in the stage show, there's, like, a weird floating trash can lid, which takes you up to the Heaviside Lair. Mm. And in the movie, there was, in fact, a fucking hot air balloon that just went up and up and up into the sun.
Do they make a new one every year, like the boats they burn Vikings in?
It's like a wonderful question.
Yes, you're having a funeral by sun.
Can I briefly read an excerpt from the Jellicle Cats Wikipedia entry?
Yes, please do.
I found this out from Tumblr, but I wanted the source, so I wanted to go straight to the source. The name Jellicle comes from an unpublished poem by T.S. Eliot titled Pollicle Dogs and Jellicle Cats, where Pollicle Dogs is a corruption of poor little dogs, and Jellicle Cats is dear little cats.
Because the other was his niece or something mispronounced a word.
Yeah, I had also heard that. I don't know how you get from one to the other, but that's cute.
Yeah, they did cut the song from the movie that has the Pollicle Dogs in it, which is good because that was one of the racist songs. So that's good that they took that out.
Andrew Lloyd Webber is a person who's made choices.
Yeah. As soon as you said Cats was based in London, I don't know if anybody knows, there's a Comedy Bang Bang. There's an Andrew Lloyd Webber character that's like, I write what I see in my dreams. And he wears a top hat and a cape everywhere, and that's just Andrew Lloyd Webber.
My favorite Andrew Lloyd Webber story of all time is, so he fired Patti LuPone
Wow.
back in the day, and it was like he basically fired her because he thought she was too old, even though she wasn't that old, and she sued him and won, and she used the money to buy a pool and named it the Andrew Lloyd Webber Memorial Pool. He's not dead. So, yeah, that's just one of the many things. I love many... there's a couple of musicals that are my favorite, and then there's Starlight Express and Cats. I've never seen Cats. I've never listened to it, but...
I mean, most of my Andrew Lloyd Webber feelings come from The Nanny.
The what
now? What?
The Nanny, because Mr. Sheffield has a rivalry with Andrew Lloyd Webber.
And I've seen this a lot, where everyone's like, the only person who's really excited about the fact that Cats is insane is Mr. Sheffield, because the running gag in the show is that he missed the opportunity to invest in Cats because he thought it was a dumb show. Mm-hmm. So he brings it up a lot.
Yeah.
And like, there are times where people mention Cats and he gets really angry.
I mean, to be fair, Cats is a dumb show.
It's a dumb show. I love it very much. It's a dumb show.
We did watch it, though, a couple months ago.
We did.
Which is why we ended up with a lot of Cats feels.
Yes. And one thing that I'm actually, like, legitimately pleased about is, so in the original West End production, Dame Judi Dench, who is, I assume, not Dame at that point, was supposed to play Grisabella in the, like, original run, but then she hurt her ankle or her knee or something and had to be out of the show, so she didn't actually, either she didn't open as her, or she never ended up performing it as her, Wikipedia was unclear. But, so it's lovely that she was able to come back and play Old Deuteronomy in this version.
Did they gender swap it?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Yes, Old Deuteronomy is normally a dude.
They took out his wives.
Yes. Even Judy Jens can have as many wives as she wants.
Exactly.
Not in Cats 2019, she can't,
But none of them have dicks. So she can have as many wives as she wants.
Can have human hands, but they can't be gay.
That is going too far. So, yeah. When Schmaler and I watched Cats, we...
The 1998 film version.
Yes. Then we watched the movie version, which was very... unfortunate. We had a lot of feelings.
About the 1998 version.
Yes. What is the fandom for Cats like? Small.
Apparently, in, like, during the original, like, a decade ago, so not original, but, like, apparently it was big very much in, like, cosplay.
That makes sense. And that was where a lot of costumes is a cool part of the production.
Yeah, it was never, like, a like fake fandom, although there is totally fake.
Overlap between Cats and other fursuit related fandoms.
I don't know.
I'm uncomfortable by this line of questioning.
I don't want to know. I mean, I think you'd have to look to find out
the cavity one or the
I found the live tweet thread of when we watched the filmed version of the stage show. So, what up? Schmaler and I are watching Cats with a bunch of cat emojis. Just in case you were wondering, Rum Tum Tugger, the cat who fucks, is, in fact, a useless bisexual.
Useless.
Useless. Utterly useless. And is, in fact, secretly pining over magical Mr. Mistopheles.
It's true. It's canon. So, like, a thing from the original version is that, so, like you said, in the movie, they're actively auditioning to die, so they sing their own songs about how, like, awesome they are, whereas in the stage show, like, it's... other cats sing about them. They're like, oh, yes, this is a cat we revere, and I'm going to tell you all about them, essentially.
I'm nominating this cat to die?
Sort of. And Rum Tum Tugger sings Mr. Mistopheles' song.
Yes.
So that's relevant.
Rum Tum Tugger is the one played by James Corden?
No. Rum Tum Tugger is the one played by Jason Derulo. Which made it really upsetting that there were no fucking hip thrusts.
Yes, he's the cat who fucks.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Yes.
You had such untapped talent there.
Yes. And he sings Mr. Mistopheles' song. And you can tell that they are ex-boyfriends.
Yes. And we're not the only ones who think this, by the way. This is, in fact, most of what catfic is.
Wait,
on AO3.
Catfic.
Cats. Excuse me.
I am very... just, there's so many layers. If he's broken every human law...
all of them.
When the McCavity has, I mean. And considering at the time when this was written, sodomy was illegal, I've connected the dots.
You've connected shit.
I've connected them.
Thank you for following through on that.
Well, I'm sorry. Just looking up lyrics so I can see where this is going.
Wait, who has McCavity fucked then? I don't know if I want to know.
McCavity's fucked everyone. That's the whole thing.
He's the cat that fucks!
No, Rum Tum Tugger.
I apologize.
So Rum Tum Tugger is a useless bisexual because he's like, I can sleep with whoever I want, but like, since I can, I don't want to. I want to sleep with someone else. So of course, Mr. Mistopheles. I heard
that one song where he talks about how he wants to do stuff and then doesn't want to do stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Useless bisexual.
Yes.
So the thing is, the only cat who doesn't really care for him is Mr. Mistopheles.
Right. All of the other cats.
Enemies to lovers. Well.
Lovers to enemies to lovers.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, like, in the stage show, Mr. Mistopheles is very dismissive of Rum Tum Tugger, and then Rum Tum Tugger sings this song about him. Like, oh, well, never was there ever a cat so clever as magical Mr. Mistopheles.
So you're saying it's the Sheasel that ate you.
I don't know what that...
The one where Freddie Prinze Jr. makes over the girl on a bet?
I have seen that 90s movie at some point in time.
It's basically My Fair Lady only in high school in the 90s.
That doesn't help me because I don't know My Fair Lady.
Oh my god!
Is it the one with Heath Ledger and Jason?
No, that's the things I hate about you and the beginning of the
perfect.
Show.
I really like that one. I just forgot what Shakespeare
I forget what her name is, the actress.
Rachel Lee Cook.
Yes, Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes.
So I was going to say Josie and the Pussycats, but he doesn't make over the whole band.
That is the wrong kind of cats.
But they've got tails and ears for hats.
They do.
Oh boy.
Tell me about Mr. Mistopheles. What does he do?
So, in the stage show...
Magic.
Magic. Okay. Like, he does magic.
Like, I have a wand and now it's a bouquet?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
no, I have unending...
But also...
Unending handkerchiefs?
Yes, but also literal magic. Because McCavity has taken old Deuteronomy. Because McCavity's an asshole who has broken every human law and is just getting in their way for reasons.
He wants to ruin the Jellicle Ball.
He wants to ruin the Jellicle Ball.
Was he, like, stiffed last year? Was he not invited?
Unclear. He didn't die last
year. So clearly. McCavity's a mystery cat. We don't know.
Yeah.
That seems like a poor excuse for plot writing.
Look.
That's the least problematic part of this whole plot so far!
Yes. And anyway, Mr. Mistopheles is the one that gets old Deuteronomy back via way of magic.
In both. And I actually think the new movie did a better version of actually having plot, which was kind of nice. Everything else was way worse.
That goes against everything you've said so far.
I mean, I don't like the plot, but it had more of a plot.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
Like,
but you know, Judi Dench catnapped.
Yes. She was... McCavity... grabs her, and they both disappear into a puff of smoke and then reappear on a barge in the middle of the Thames.
Thames.
Reappear on a barge.
Where did the barge come from?
Unclear.
All right,
but they're cats.
What? Yeah.
Yes.
How are they steering this barge?
It's just floating. It's hanging out.
It's purgatory barge. It's purgatory.
They're the only one. There are no people on that barge.
There are no people.
Are there people?
The whole movie.
No.
The only person who shows up is at the very beginning when they throw Victoria out of a car in a bag. And Victoria is the main POV character for the whole movie.
Yes, because she doesn't know what a Jellicle cat is, and neither does the audience. I would argue that we still don't understand, but they put in a character who doesn't know what's going on as a way to be like, yes, a viewpoint for the audience.
So people do exist.
Yes, so people exist, but as Carbon Copy said, there are no people on this barge. There are no people that we see at any other point in time, even while the cats are just like running around streets and like hanging out on a fountain.
Or
robbing someone's house.
They
are cat burglars.
They live on streets and they rob things.
You're two for two.
Perfect. But there was another really, really disappointing aspect to the movie, which is they made it really heterosexual.
Cats can't be gay. We've been over this.
It was really upsetting. Yeah,
but they have opposable thumbs. They could do what they want.
They also have human mouths, but they don't kiss like that.
No.
Don't yes. humans, like, really no. disturbingly yes. use their human tongues to lick their human hands, like, cat style?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
No, that definitely happened.
Like, T-Swizzle does that in the trailer. Like,
oh, good. Look, so much happened. So much happened.
It's hard to remember all of it. But yeah, no, they made it, like, extremely, extremely heterosexual. Like, because they just made up a love story. Like, there isn't actually any romance plot.
There's just subtext, and it's gay subtext. And that was too much. They couldn't let that stand. So no, Mr. Mistopheles had to be in love with Victoria.
Which is the new one who doesn't know what a Jellicle is?
She existed in the stage production. She still has a lot of the same actions, but she doesn't have the same backstory.
Mm. Yeah, she just is one of the cats in the stage production, and she is the prima ballerina, for sure. And they actually, Francesca Hayward, who's the one who plays Victoria, they actually did, like, she was...
a ballerina in real life?
Yeah, so I did appreciate that, because for a while there were sort of rumors that, like, Taylor Swift was going to play Victoria, and I was like, excuse you the fuck, no, you need a dancer.
Do they keep, needed... like, any of the choreography?
Not that I can recall.
Isn't that, like, a good 2/3 of the show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was bad.
I am upset. The one really good bit of dancing they did was, so, one of the things that annoyed me about Rebel Wilson's casting is that Jenny Annie Dots is normally a tap dancer. Mm-hmm. She's got, like, a female tap dance solo, which I believe is very unusual for Broadway in general. Mm-hmm. Like, where do you have, like, a female tapper who's a soloist? So then they cast Rebel Wilson, and I was like, you fuckers. But they did change Skimbleshanks' number to a tap number, and it was really good.
It was banging.
It was so good. Oh. But my favorite part was, so we saw this movie at a midnight movie showing with many, like, 400 people there. Many were under various substances, under the influence of various substances. And so there's tons of yelling. Like, the whole point is to cause a scene. But before Skimbleshanks' number comes on, some woman just yells out as loudly as possible, "Shut up! This is the only good number!" And just the whole theater is silent and, like, watching and, like, ready.
And then we clapped.
And then we clapped. It was very good.
It was very fun.
Except, how big are cats? We don't know. Unclear. What size are they? Unclear.
How do they have tap shoes?
A wonderful question.
Why don't they have 4 tap shoes?
Another wonderful question.
That would just expand your tap dancing opportunities so much.
If they had 4 tap shoes, you couldn't see their human hands.
And they wouldn't fit on the railway line. Very important. Like, it's just...
Wait, where is there a train? I thought it was a boat.
So the boat was separate, but they were in an old theater, and then somehow, I believe they all imagined themselves on a railroad track. That bit's unclear.
Is it a crossover with the train musical?
The Starlight Express! Perchance, although I know nothing about Starlight Express, so I can't really... The only thing I know about Starlight Express is the fact that it's dangerous AF, and, like, so many people got injured because your entire cast is on roller skates at all points in time. Like, the number of broken bones, apparently, that happened during that production.
Look, Andrew Lloyd Webber has a lot to answer for.
I read what I see in my dream.
I mean, The Little Mermaid on Broadway closed because they were all on Heelys.
Yeah,
so I can only imagine, because Heelys let you glide, swimming. And they're fish.
Oh my god, why?
So I can only imagine that roller skates would be worse.
I think the roller skates are bad, but the fact that it was, the plot was trains that fuck. Probably yeah. More of a problem.
So can we nominate for Yuletide? Trains, cats, crossover.
You could probably nominate them both separately, and they have few enough works. Yes. I am almost positive.
I mean, if there's a railway cat.
The cat of the railway train, yes.
And
Skimbleshanks.
There is the connection.
Yes.
I'm not going to bring up the BuzzFeed Unsolved quote again, but insert BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Okay, but do you know things about Starlight Express? Because I do not.
I know, I haven't seen it in a really long time. I do know that there's multiple versions because Andrew Lloyd Webber could not make up his mind.
Reasonable.
And I also know that the trains fuck. They fight over fucking each other. They fight,
so,
yeah.
So do the cats, do the trains not have allowed interiors? To be horny because...
No, they're just people on roller skates.
Okay, so they don't have, like, insides.
No, but they're meant to be like cats. Like not cats, like they're meant to be.
No, because what I'm getting at is a lot of the lyrics in Scandal Shanks the Railway Cat are about him like
inside the train.
Inside of the train.
No. So it's a Jonah and the whale situation here. Yes. There is definitely a sexual term for this, and I'm blanking on it. But don't answer it directly.
Let's move on.
Don't worry. Just let me live. I'm a good Christian.
Did you
girl.
Just say it?
It's okay.
No, that was not me.
Dungeon?
That was not me.
I didn't build the sex dungeon. It's not my fault. But no, they are literally just people in like suits, and I think if I remember right, LED lights.
Is each person a train?
Yes.
A train is not a group of people.
No,
that's what I was picturing.
At one point, no, they found the line on the roller skates as like a big line of trains.
Yes, I don't like the mention of that. Let's move on.
Yes. Okay. Anything else about cats that people really need
so
to
know?
So
what happens when you win?
You die.
You get to go to the Heaviside Layer.
You win the Game of Thrones?
You get to go to the Heaviside Layer and be reborn into a new and different life.
So you come back as a tiger.
Unclear.
Is it different enough?
If tigers are also Jellicle cats, yes, because I cannot imagine that you would be reborn not as a Jellicle cat.
It is the Jellicle choice.
Like, is this a, you know, if I do good deeds, I come back as a better version? Or if
I
do bad deeds, I come back as a dung beetle?
It's not necessarily good deeds so much as are you fucking awesome. like good deeds, eh. Like, that cat's cool, we like them, they're great, yes.
What, is there
American Idol where you die at the end.
Can you sing a song about yourself? Can someone else sing a song about you?
So it truly is a talent show for your death.
Yes.
I see.
I feel like that's a fun, dark AU that is not explored enough.
Look, listen, there's so much you have to get through to get there.
Can I ask people who've seen, like, the musical stage, some type of that, and the movie, who's the intended audience for both of those?
I mean...
Besides Schmaler.
who's the audience for both of those, like, as separate things?
As separate things.
I do think that the stage show is definitely intended to be, like, a for-all-ages kind of thing. I did get the opportunity to see it during the Broadway revival in 2017.
It was a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago. I was sad it wasn't open for... It was only open for, like, a year and a couple months, and I only got to see it once. But, like, that... I haven't been to that overly many musicals, Broadway musicals, but that was definitely the one that I've been to that had the largest age range. Like, people brought their kids. There was, you know, it was, I do think the intention is to have, like, a musical that everybody can see.
I always felt like Cats was aimed at tourists who didn't know better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's to experience the whole production, right? Seeing that many people, hearing it live, experiencing the costumes, mm-hmm. like...
Okay.
And it's a gorgeous set, actually. Like, it's a really pretty set.
And you don't...
I haven't seen it.
You don't need any context.
Because I thought it was aimed at tourists.
Because they're fucking cats.
I mean, I think a section of Broadway itself is aimed at tourists.
Oh,
yeah.
And it's like, very much,
yeah. And that's sure. a well-known...
I am unclear who the movie was supposed to be aimed at, because, as has been stated, a lot of uncomfortably sexual things. Just, like, uncomfortable.
Is it like how... People who were Harry Potter, like at the start of Harry Potter, are now adults with disposable income.
No.
So we aim a theme park at people who have money to spend.
No, because the original show's from, like, when was it originally?
80s?
80s.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah. So
they've
been old enough
for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, furries probably hate this movie because kids are going to grow up on it and it's going to give them all the wrong ideas.
I did. Here, so there was some speculation about, like, when they test out new, like, tech in movies, usually it's a small movie, and they're, like, figuring it out, and this just happened to be a big movie where they hadn't pulled
figured
it all together
it
yet. Yeah.
Because with the digital fur technology.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's I don't think that's an audience, but I think that was part of the point.
Yeah. I mean, for whatever reason, like, they had a star-studded cast, but
they had an Oscar-winning director.
I don't know why.
Yeah, but, like, Tom Hooper. Hopper? Hooper?
Hopper.
Hooper.
Oh, is it?
It's Hooper. I thought it
was
Hopper.
Tom Hoopla. I don't, like...
There was a lot of shaky camera action, a lot of terrible cut compilations. Like, it was just not a good movie. And then, like, Judy Dench... broke the fourth wall in the last scene. Everyone thought it was over, and then she turns to the fucking camera and starts singing. And everyone's like, no! So you're a jealous cat now.
Minutes, like, of eye contact with the audience.
It's so deeply uncomfortable.
So now I'm wondering what Cats would look like as directed by Jason Lim of The Fast and the Furious.
Better. It's gotta be better.
Cats and the Furious.
I'd watch that.
I'm glad you managed to bring it back to the Fast and the Furious. That makes me very happy.
Yeah. Look, if we're talking about directors who wanted Oscars, he also thought he deserved an Oscar for Aquaman.
I haven't seen Aquaman, and I still know that's a bad idea.
It was really, really fun.
Worst movies have won Oscars.
True.
It was really fun. It was very neon.
I enjoyed it. But did not enjoy Cats except for the experience. I mean, I think the only way to see it is at a midnight showing with 400 other people who are there to just have a good time and maybe be high. So,
yeah. So you expect this to be a sort of Rocky Horror style thing where then they just do this now at midnight showings?
That's what they're hoping. They're doing another one in March.
At the theater we went to, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was really funny. The guy was like, so we've never done Cats before, and there are a lot of you. I'm scared. I don't know how this is going to go.
He's like, well, just have a ground rule of just don't throw anything, and I think we'll be okay if we just sort of operate from that kind of place. But he's like, I don't know what's going to happen.
So I guess the only sort of the similar size crowd they really only get for The Room, and he's kind of hoping it will be replaced because he wants that movie to die.
I think everyone wants that movie to die.
Who's still playing The Room?
That has become another thing like Rocky Horror, though, where it plays at various places so people can go and like laugh at
They made the movie about Tommy Wiseau recently, and my friend forced me to watch it even though I haven't seen The Room because she read like the weird book about it. And, like, it's a whole thing now because everyone's, like, such a... Like, Tommy Wiseau himself is kind of, like, a cult classic because he's, like, probably a vampire or an alien or something.
Yeah, James Franco made that movie. And then won an Oscar for it.
Very odd.
Yeah. So, like, it's such a meta because he made a movie about making a movie. It doesn't...
It didn't answer any of my questions about The Room, though. It was just, like, factual, like, a dramatization.
I'm not sure questions can be answered about The Room or Cats.
No. The Room is the one with Captain Marvel, pre-Captain Marvel.
No!
No. That's just Room.
Okay. That's the one I'm thinking there was still playing, and I'm like, no, I thought that wasn't...
No, The Room is the one with Tommy Wiseau, and it's like, oh, hi, Mark, and they're like...
that's the best description I've ever heard. It's just a...
The only, like, reference I remember.
Imagine a student film with someone who can't write, only made by an adult man. And that is kind of what The Room is.
He has, like, a limited grasp of human culture in general.
And interaction, and he just, like, spent his own money and asked his friends to be in it and made this movie, and then it became a cult classic because it's so bad and nonsensical that it just spun out of control. And that is, yeah. So maybe we will replace Cats. I don't know. I hope it does.
Cats will replace it.
Flip it.
Yes. Yeah. I would say that comes from a very different sort of place because you're saying just he had some friends made them do this thing, whereas Cats was like, we have so much money and
literally
so much talent. Let's find out how we can fuck it up.
So bad.
So can we go back to Leverage fucking this up?
That would be more interesting. Yeah. Unfortunately. It's just not a good movie.
It was a good experience.
But it was a terrible
movie. But it's not a good movie.
Like, everything about it was really bad. Like, the structure of the storytelling. Like, there wasn't a lot plot-wise to work with. I do think they somewhat improved that. But, like, as far as the movement, which is, like, the most important part of the stage show, no. They relied on the CGI to do all the heavy lifting on that.
They didn't hire actual dancers because there aren't as many famous actual dancers. Yeah. They wanted the faces attached.
Yeah.
Oh, so here's
a choice. That was a bad choice.
Have we seen any takes from people from the original Broadway cast?
No. I have not.
I think they all got murdered by Tom Hooper. Because I
haven't
all seen
ascended it. Into the atmosphere.
Oh my god, they're for their cause. They went to the heavy side player. Oh my god.
I guess. Any last lingering questions about cats? I feel like we're in sort of a wrap-up kind of place.
Yeah. Hairballs.
Hairballs. I think there was a visual gag with a hairball, but I do not remember.
Was it Wilson?
Was it spitting up a mouse child instead?
That's quite something to forget.
That's funny, but you might be right.
I don't remember. I think I've just repressed it.
A roach, like someone tried to eat a cockroach and it just didn't.
But aren't the cockroaches the same size they are?
No! No. They're like not the same size as the mice. Like, how big are cockroaches supposed to be in London? They're not supposed to be, like, that small, which is how small they decided they were going to be. It was just terrible.
Also, to clarify, the creepy mice children and the roaches also had human faces, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Everything about
and
this
And then
movie...
Rebel Wilson ate some of the cockroaches, so she just picks up a thing that has a human child's face on it, and you just see her, like, drop it into her mouth and crunch.
Good.
I mean, as far as, like, cats themselves
cat
are kind of terrible, like, yeah.
Do they knock stuff off of the counter?
Jason Derulo
yes.
does.
Does like he say Jason Derulo while he does it?
No. Doesn't.
Then I don't want to see this movie.
You should not want to see this movie! No
Jason
one.
Derulo.
I still think they should edit it so that instead of his cat's name in his song, it just says Jason Derulo every time his name shows up.
Fabulous Jason Derulo.
Yeah. Fan vid idea. Who's got vid editing skills?
Not us. No.
I kind of, I don't know.
I can't.
Want to?
No, I don't want the vid thing. I was just thinking about how the person at the movie said don't throw anything, and it kind of makes me want to do like dumb crossover Rocky Horror shit where it's just like, just for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think that's going to become that eventually.
I just really want to know what they throw.
I mean, Jennifer Hudson is Grisabella, and her nose is running in every single close-up of her face.
Like
just
snot.
Dripping. And people were like, give her a tissue!
Is she allergic to cats?
My cat has asthma and she has a nose that constantly runs, so that's a possibility.
I mean, but it was a choice.
Yeah. So I think people will be throwing tissues at the screen at that point.
They could have not animated her cat's snot.
There's a lot of things they could have not animated, from what I'm hearing.
They made a lot of choices. None of them were good. So, In conclusion, don't watch the movie unless you're high and with a lot of people who just want to have fun.
Or with a lot of people while also not high, but with a lot of people and the willingness to yell.
And scream.
And scream.
And wave your phone.
And wave your phone lit up during memory as if you were at some sort of concert. And then give a standing ovation after to memory because it's the one good song.
Although they somehow managed to not make it the climax of the movie.
Right?
Doesn't she sing it twice and a half?
There's a reprise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
I don't know the movie or the show, but doesn't she sing that as her final, like, I am... Wait, isn't that... You know what?
She
I'm
does?
Not going to spoil it.
She doesn't...
Die.
Die on stage.
She dies in the sun.
Or floating up to the moon on a trash can lid.
Either one.
While singing Memory.
No.
Okay.
She's already sung Memory, and then they're like, we misjudged you and ostracized you. We feel bad about it. We select you to go to the Heaviside Lair.
So we've already kicked you out once. We're kicking you out again, so we don't have to deal with you.
But she's happy about it.
They do accept her back into the Moon Suicide Cult before they send her off.
Yes. And there's a song that goes along with it that's not Memory.
So what about cats who die in other ways? Like, they got hit by... Like, the train or something.
Not answered.
Not answered.
Not within the scope.
I mean, maybe they're indestructible. Who knows?
Oh my god, what if they're immortal?
So many possibilities. So many.
The fic reads itself.
Yeah. And that's cats. Thank you for listening.
We're sorry.
And yet this is the only time all weekend the stupid cat outside has not been crying at the window.
Maybe we'll insert some audio.